U.S. senators have agreed on a $2 trillion rescue package for American workers and businesses to deal with fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. After a week of partisan sparring, the U.S. Senate reached an agreement to rescue the American economy. Due to pandemic-related shutdowns, the country could see unemployment as high as 30%. Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz says the Senate deal will assist workers and employers.
Help is on the way. Of course, it won't be enough, but it is a significant piece of legislation. It's the biggest single stimulus that the Congress has ever passed. It's $2 trillion, and a lot of that money is going to be directly helpful to Hawaii.
The Federal Reserve has been providing monetary stimulus to financial markets, but economists have warned that only Congress can provide the help needed to support the broader economy. If ultimately enacted, the bill would substantially expand unemployment insurance, with some workers potentially receiving their full pay and benefits. Businesses and nonprofits with fewer than 500 employees would be eligible for zero-interest forgivable loans, essentially cash subsidies, through the Small Business Administration. Schatz says the bill also provides $130 billion nationwide for a medical surge, with special focus on protective garments and masks for healthcare workers.
Obviously, it's important on a moral level for them, but it's also really critical that we do not have outbreaks in healthcare settings, because if we lose our ability to staff medical situations, then we will have a rapidly accelerating crisis.
The rescue bill was unanimously passed by the Senate yesterday. The House is expected to take it up today. President Trump has said he will immediately sign the bill when it reaches his desk. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.